for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, July the 4th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Frank Marzulla of DeLand, Florida, is the teacher of the afternoon.
All right, Brother Frank.
Praise the Lord.
The rest of the afternoon is yours. Even tonight, if you forget to stop.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're so comfortably seated now. Will you please stand? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just hold somebody's hand. Hallelujah. Father, this is your family. And they're here to hear from you and to receive from you. And I ask that this afternoon, Father, you do just that. That they will hear. They will receive. They will be set free. They will have their needs met through the Lord Jesus Christ and by His precious blood. In His name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before you sit down, just tell somebody, I'm so glad you're going to be set free.
I'm so glad you're going to be set free.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't mean for you to sit down yet. I just meant for you to just talk to somebody.
I'm so glad okay? You're going to be set free.
All right, come on. Up on your feet.
All right.
First of all, we're going to make a reaffirmation of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And, of course, you know the reason why we do this, always, in a deliverance service. We want to make sure you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you won't be able to hold your deliverance otherwise. I want everyone to say, I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that He died for my sins. And I am sorry for all my sins. I believe on the third day He rose again from the dead. And now sits at the right hand of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. For cleansing me in your precious blood. Now, while you're standing, I want you to repeat after me. I cover myself. Come on, do it. I cover myself from head to toe with the precious blood of Jesus. I put a circle around me of the blood of Jesus. I cover the sanctuary, my home, my loved ones, the place where I work, even the animals in my home, all with the precious blood of Jesus. And now I put on the full armor of God. I put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, my loins girt about with truth. My feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Holding the shield of faith. To quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Okay, are you ready now?
Yeah.
I'm wielding the sword of the Spirit.
Which is the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, you're ready for battle now. Glory to God. Huh? You didn't tell him to sit down. No, I didn't tell him to sit down. You said, don't sit down until I tell you. Amen? Now, as we're situated here, we're looking southward. Is that right? Southward. Now, we're going to wage some spiritual warfare in the heavens. Okay?
I want you to point right now to the South. And I want you to say, you, you evil principalities and powers of the South, I bind your power. I command you to be powerless. You shall not hinder my family from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall take your hand off of them. You shall not afflict them with any infirmity. In the name of Jesus. All right, we turn around to the north. Say, in the name of Jesus, you evil principalities and powers of the north, we bind your power. We command you to be powerless in the name of Jesus. You, the ones that's trying to lead my family into drugs, I bind your power. I command you to be powerless in the name of Jesus. I command you that are leading my children into pornography, I bind your power. I command you to be powerless in the name of Jesus. And I pull you down in Jesus' name. Out of your position of authority and power. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we turn to the east. Right here. The east is here. Say, in the name of Jesus, you evil principalities and powers of the east, all the way to Hawaii, I bind your power. All you spirits of homosexuality, of abortion, we bind your power. You spirits of Baal and Molech, we command you to be powerless. And we pull you down in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's turn around and go to the west. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind your power. All you spirits that are afflicting the United States. We command you to be powerless. You that took the Bible out of the schools. We command you to restore 100-fold what you stole. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask right now, Father God, that you drive these out of the second heaven. Let your angels prevail. Let restoration come to the United States. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right now, over this campground, just raise your hands up. In the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit, every principality and power that the devil assigned against Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. We command them to be powerless. And that pressure, that assignment against it, be lifted off. As smoke is before the wind. Off this campground. And open freely the gates of Lake Hamilton. So that the people will pour in. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Allah, give the Lord a hand. Now you can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we wage warfare in the heavenlies, but I want you to know where it is that we're talking about. So I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. This afternoon, I'm going to give you some spiritual smorgasbord. I'm going to go here and there. Okay?
All right. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. When Paul speak of the heavenly places, I'm quite sure most of you know, but there's some new ones here. What is he talking about, the heavenlies? As we look out and we see the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, that's the first heaven. We can see it. We can feel the atmosphere around us, so to speak. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, Paul said he knew a man that went to the third heaven. Now, I know he was talking about himself. He went to the third heaven. So if there's a third heaven, there necessarily must be a second heaven and a first heaven. Okay? Now, the realm of the second heaven is where Satan directs his warfare upon nations, upon cities, upon institutions, upon households, upon individuals. They're in the realm of the second heaven. And if we want to win our nation to the Lord, our cities, our churches, our households, our children, we have to start learning how to wage warfare against the principalities and powers in the second heaven. In reference to this, I want you to turn to Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10. Okay? Now, Daniel was a praying man. And he, in fact, he got into a lot of problems because he prayed, didn't he? And he prayed. And what happened? His prayer went to the third heaven, where Father God is. I heard people talk about the seventh heaven, but I really don't see it in the Bible. I hope somebody will show me where it says about the seventh heaven in the Bible. Pardon me?
In the Muslim Bible.
In the Muslim Bible. Okay. Well, we're not Muslims. Hallelujah. So, he went to the third heaven where Father God is. All right? And the prayer went up to Father God. And Father God dispatched his angel, the messenger angel, Gabriel. He was the one that brought the message to Mary that she was to be the mother of the Messiah. He was usually the messenger angel. And Gabriel left the third heaven with the message to Daniel. And as he was coming through the second heaven, there was a problem. Amen? And he had to fight the prince of the power of Persia. You see, just as God has his angels, his guardian angels over individuals, he has guardian angels over cities, over nations. Okay? The devil also counterfeits, duplicates God's kingdom. And he has his angels over nations, cities, individuals, and so forth. And we see the battle taking place here in Daniel chapter 10. And we start with verse 8. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to fragility. In me, I retained no strength. Yet, I heard the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. In other words, he was slain in the spirit. Amen? Then suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palm of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And while he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. He said to me, do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I came because of your word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. In other words, he had to combat, to fight, the evil prince that the devil established over the kingdom of Persia. And he had to fight him for 3 weeks, 21 days, until, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes. Who was Michael? Michael, the archangel, the guardian angel of Israel. You'll find that in Daniel chapter 12. Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So when Michael came, the angel Gabriel was released to go and give the message to Daniel. That's the warfare that goes on daily in the second heaven. Oftentimes your prayers seem to be not answered because the angel that was sent to give the answer has to go to the second heaven. Yes. See, God hears the prayers, and the angels are ministering spirits. That's in, where's that? I'm trying to think of where that is. You know where that is, where the angels are ministering spirits? Hebrews chapter 2, isn't it? Yeah, Hebrews chapter 2. Are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister to the saints of God? That's what the angel, their duty is also, to minister to the saints of God. Hebrews chapter 2. I think it's near the end of that. Yeah. Hebrews 1:14. That's the exact definition of it. Okay? So, God sent His angels. But oftentimes, they're hindered. And that's why when you pray, you just bind the spirits that are trying to hinder that angel from bringing you the answer. Now, we don't talk to angels, but God sends them, and they bring answers. They minister to us. How do they do that? By the thoughts they put in our mind and so forth. They do. And by bringing us, sometimes you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you say, wow, how come I didn't hit that car? Did that ever happen to you? Okay. That's your angels taking care of you. They're sent to minister, okay? And your prayers are hindered sometimes, so what do? You start waging spiritual warfare against the principalities and powers that are hindering God's answer from coming to you. Okay?
Yep.
Answer your question, dear?
Yes.
You owe me 25 cents. Okay. Praise the Lord. So you see, this is what happened here. This is an example of what goes on in the heavenlies. That's why it behooves us to come against them. I command you to be powerless in the name of Jesus. Okay? That's an example of spiritual warfare in the heavenlies. Okay. Now, that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today. I just wanted to put that in because I wanted some of you to get that knowledge of warfare in the second heaven. Okay? I have a tape and a video on warfare in the second heaven that you can order if you want more information on it. Okay, praise the Lord. I want to share with you, as I said earlier, some smorgasbord. How many here at one time were involved in any form of occultism? Raise your hand. Played with a Ouija board? Read horoscopes? I see the hands starting to come up. Okay, going to a fortune teller, going to the Chinese restaurant and reading the fortune cookie, I get more hands up. Okay? You stepped in Satan's kingdom of your own free will, whether you did it for fun or however you did it, even though you renounced it. How many renounced it? Renouncing and casting out are two different things. Yes. Pardon me? Your favorite food. You eat the food, but you don't eat the fortune cookie, okay? Remember what it is. The people say, supposing I put the blood of Jesus over it. What is the nature of the cookie? What is it named? Fortune cookie. That tells you the source, okay? Now, when you did that, even though now you are part of the bride of Christ, but at that time, you made a covenant with Satan by your action. And the spirit of the covenant could still be in you. You were part of the bride of Satan at that time, even though now you're part of the bride of Christ. But if you never commanded the spirit of the bride of Satan out, it might still be there. Now, remember what I said. It might still be there. It might be the source of some of your problems. You see, at one time, you made a covenant with Satan. Spirits came in.
Did you cast them out? Have you ever cast them out? The Lord is showing me that sometimes we have to go below the surface, the things that are hindering us, that are causing these infirmities, that are causing these problems, and we can't seem to get the answer. It's possible that the spirit of the bride of Satan has to go. The queen of heaven has to go. You're awfully quiet. Say amen or oh my, one or the other.
Oh my.
And we're going to command these out. Now, if that spirit is not there and you command it out, what harm does it do?
Nothing.
None. Just in case it's there. Okay? So what I want you to say right now, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every spirit that came into me when I was part of the bride of Satan. When by my actions I made a covenant with Satan. I command these spirits, the spirit of the bride of Satan, the spirit of the unholy covenant, whether I declared I did it by myself, or whether it was done for me,
by someone else.
I command these spirits
out of me now,
in the name of Jesus.
All
right, take a deep breath and let it out. That's it. Take a deep breath. Now cough it out. Just go ahead. In Jesus' name. Uncross your legs, all you people. Uncross your legs. Amen. That's it. Good. Praise the Lord. You know, you might cough voluntarily because I told you to, but you might end up coughing involuntarily. Okay? Praise the Lord. And see, I don't know. Is there some new here that never were in deliverance before? Anybody? One person. Get the teaching tape. Get my book, Victory Over Demonic Spirits. That explains it all, okay? Victory Over Demonic Spirits. It's a $3 item. For $3, you can be set free. Hallelujah. How many here at one time were Catholics? Raise your hand. My goodness, quite a bunch of them. It says in John chapter 10, if you don't come through the door, which is Jesus Christ, the same is a thief and a robber. Doesn't it say that? All right. Now, as Roman Catholics, I used to be a Roman Catholic. Have you ever cast out the thief and robber spirit? Now's the time to do it. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the thief and robber spirit. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take a deep breath and let it out. Out, you thief and robber spirit. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, family, I know other ministers work one way, and I work a little bit different. I received my training from Derek Prince and Maxwell White and Don Basham. I received that. And they always had the people repeat. Now, the reason why I ask you to repeat after me is that by repeating, you're using your will. You're using your will. Sometimes in spilling off a bunch of demons, we miss some people. But when you use your will, you're getting involved. Okay? No reflecting to the other people because it works with them. And this is what the Lord guided me into, and this is what I'm going to do. I want you to turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. What I'm going to try to do right now this afternoon is to lead you from the moment of conception. Because I believe that spirits come in even before you're born. They could be in your bloodline as far back as 10 generations. For instance, a woman doesn't want to be pregnant and finds out that she is, for whatever reason,
And she goes, oh, no, not now. I don't, too soon. No. What happens? Rejection comes in. Amen? And it comes in even before you're born. I'd like to read this scripture here. This is a story about Mary. Mary found out that she was to be the mother of the Messiah by the angel Gabriel. And the angel Gabriel told her that her cousin Elizabeth was pregnant. So Mary went to check it out. And we start with verse 39 of chapter 1. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Mary heard the greeting of, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 44. For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. What happened there? As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's voice, she had great joy. And that joy was transferred to the babe that was in Elizabeth's womb. And the babe leaped for joy. You see, it was a positive, joyous reaction. And it transferred to the child, the babe that was being formed in Elizabeth's womb. Now, just as a positive thing like that could happen, the negative could also happen. If there's sorrow, if there's sadness, if there's a dramatic situation in the life of that mother, it could also affect the babe that's in her womb. If there's a death in the family, if there's physical abuse, spiritual abuse, being done to this woman, it affects that babe. Amen? And if the woman says, no, I don't want this pregnancy. No, it's a bad time. It's too soon after the last child. Rejection comes in into the babe that's being formed. And some of you were conceived in lust. Amen? Not in love. And rejection can come in. And that's one of the reasons why you can't seem to feel love, give love. There seems to be something missing in you. It's the love of your father, the love of your mother, that didn't want you to come forth, didn't want you to be born. And oftentimes, and I remember one incident where this woman came to me. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. She had great fear. And she went time and time again for ministry, but nothing happened. And so she came, and she was a mother of three lovely children, and she said, I can't seem to get rid of this fear. So I prayed about it, and as I prayed, I saw in my mind a fetus shriveled up in fear. And I said to the girl, your mother tried to abort you. And there was a card table between us. All of a sudden, she took that card table and threw it away. And came toward me, and I put my hand toward her, and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the power of that spirit. And she fell to the floor. And while she was on the floor, I commanded that spirit of attempted abortion, of murder, of child sacrifice, and the spirit of fear to leave in the name of Jesus. Amen? Now, it wasn't her fault at all that she had this fear. It was the fault of the authority. And we've discovered many times that we have to command that spirit out of the authority before it comes out of the child. I remember this happened to me when I was ministering at the Tennessee, Georgia Christian camp. Derek Prince there was casting out demons. I was one of the counselors up there. And there was this 12-year-old girl screaming her head off because he commanded masturbation to leave. And all of a sudden she got rigid and screaming her head off. And I couldn't command those spirits out. He told me, Marzullo, take that child out. And I picked her up and carried her out. There on the grass in front of the auditorium, my wife and I were trying to make sense out of the situation. And along comes the child's father. What are you doing with my child? I explained the situation, and he pulled me aside. He said, "That's my problem, masturbation." He was delivered, and then there was no trouble at all to get it out of the child. Amen? So keep that in mind when you have some difficulty in commanding that spirit of rebellion out of the child. Perhaps it's in you. Okay. Now, we're going to go from the moment of conception. Wake up. Everybody, wake up. I know it's been a long day, but wake up. I want you to say, "Lord Jesus, you were with me when I was conceived in my mother's womb. You knew whether I was wanted or not. Even if my father and mother rejected me, you never did, and you never will. You loved me all during the time I was being formed in my mother's womb. I command out of me now what happened at that time of my life." Okay, you have to remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? He was there when that happened. He is the I Am. Amen? Amen. Now, you probably get more people weeping here. I want you to say, "I command out of me every spirit of rejection, of unwanted pregnancy, not being loved, not being wanted, spirits of physical abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, spirits of death, all curses that came into me as far back as 10 generations. I command all these spirits to leave me now in the name of Jesus." Take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Come on, cough it out. Get out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of rejection. Rejection in the womb. Not being wanted, not being loved. Keep coming out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All rejection in the womb. Out in Jesus' name. All spirits of Baal, Molech, child sacrifice, attempted abortion. All out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now I want you to say, "Lord Jesus, you were there. Let your love come into me. The love that's been missing from that time, let it come in." Now just close your eyes and receive. I'm going to pray now. Lord Jesus, take the place of that rejection with your love. Yes. Just start receiving the love of Jesus Christ now at that time of your life while you were being formed in your mother's womb. Receive. Just receive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Receive the love of Jesus. Receive the love of Jesus. Receive the love of Jesus. Receive the love of Jesus, sister. Just receive the love of Jesus. Amen. Just accept this love. In place, that's right. Tell it to receive the love of Jesus. Rest. That's it. Receive the love of Jesus, Phil. Receive it. That's been missing all your life, Phil. Receive the love of Jesus Christ in place of the love that's been denied to you. Just receive his love there while you were being formed in your mother's womb, Phil. Receive it. Receive it. Yes, receive it, sister. Receive it. I know. Receive it. Receive it. Tell her to receive the love of Jesus. Tell her to receive the love of Jesus. Okay? Family, the Lord Jesus is working among you. Accept him and receive his love. The love that was missing while you were in your mother's womb. Tell her to say it
Linda, tell us to say, receive the love of Jesus. Jesus, I receive your love. Everyone say it. Jesus, I receive your love. While I was being formed in my mother's womb. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, in place of that sadness and sorrow, receive the joy of the Lord. Now receive it. Come on, receive it. Receive it. Just a minute, let me get out of here. You spirit of witchcraft, you get out of her. I said you get out of her. Now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now. Get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Out, I said.
Oh.
Get out in the name of Jesus.
In the name
now.
Of Jesus.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out.
Oh, God,
do what I say. Cough it out. Cough.
In the name of Jesus.
Cough.
In the name of Jesus.
Do it. Out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want everyone to say, Lord Jesus, you were with me when I was born. You knew whether I was accepted or not at that time of my life. See, at that time of my life, you probably were going through some kind of a traumatic change. Some of you, perhaps you had a difficulty in being born, the cord around your neck. Anyone here? The cord around their neck, behind. I want you, the one that raised up their hands, I want you to say, I command the spirit of death, attempted death, the spirit that tried to kill me, to leave me now, in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Come on, get out, you spirit of death. Get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. What's her name?
Tamara.
Huh?
Tamara.
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 Tamara. Tamara. Tamara. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Get out, you spirit of death. Move. Go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. No, I want you to say it.
Go.
You spirit of death. Now take a deep breath. Now let it out. That's a good. Good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of you at that time had a difficulty because of the pressure, the stress. I want you to say in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of pressure, stress, and any other spirit that was preventing me from coming out of my mother freely. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. And let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Amen. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Hallelujah. Say, Lord Jesus, walk with me through life. Every day of my life. From the moment of birth to this present time, healing the scars of each rejection, each time I was wounded and hurt. I ask this in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, when you were small children, very small, your father wasn't around, and you missed his love. I'm going to ask you to say, Lord Jesus, supply the love that has been missing in my life since the day I was born until now. Supply that love. Especially, Lord Jesus, be with me when I was a small child, when I was afraid of the dark, when I had all those childhood fears, all spirits of fear. All right, I want you to name your particular fear. Was it fear of the dark, fear of being lost, fear of water, fear of animals, fear of insects, fear of spiders. Whatever the fear is, name it. Most times it was fear of the dark. You wanted the light lit. See, I command all these fears, all kinds of fears. Now I want you to say this name, Magor Missabib. I command Magor Missabib to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take a deep breath. Come on, get it out. All fear. Magor Missabib means fear roundabout. Out in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. You principality and power of Magor Missabib, fear roundabout. Go in Jesus' name. All kinds of fear. Go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You'll find that in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 3. Anyone has the King James Bible? Read it from the King James. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 3. In the margin of your Bible, you know what Magor Missabib means. Pardon me? Did you find it? The meaning in your Bible? In your margin?
You're on every side.
That's right. What's the mean? Read it out loud.
What it means?
Yes.
Fear on every side.
Fear on every side. All kinds of fear. Now you get out of here. I said, get out. Get out. Get out. I said, out. Out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Magor Missabib, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, write it in your Bible if it's not there. Magor Missabib, a principality of fear. Fear on every side. Get out of her, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out in Jesus' name. Fear of failure, get out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You. Yeah, you, you. Go over there and command that out. Make sure it's out.
Magor
Missabib. Magor Missabib.
Magor Missabib.
No, no, no. Look. Magor Missabib. Magor Missabib. Glory to God. Okay. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now listen. Follow me, family. Don't pay attention to what goes on. Pay attention to me, please. Now, you're walking through life. And you're, you know, the Lord is with you. He's always with you. He'll never leave you. He knows all about you. And you have a traumatic situation. You've been molested. And I don't want to show of hands, please. You've been molested. And the spirits take advantage of you. I want you, first of all, to say, I want everybody to say it to protect the ones that are involved. I want everyone to say it. I forgive. Those people that person that molested me, I forgive. And I command out of me every spirit of rape. Every spirit that came in when I was molested. Spirits of fear of sex. Condemnation. Self-recrimination. Guilt. For all spirits of lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexual, lesbian, fornication, adultery, sex with spirits, sex with animals, all unclean sexual spirits, prostitution, abortion, all these spirits. To leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Let it out in the name of Jesus. Out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. All out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. And you spirits that came in when that child was molested, when that girl, when that boy was violated, I bind your power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you out in the name of Jesus Christ. You tormenting spirits, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. Now, I just want you, the ones, you know, especially the ones that have gone through a traumatic situation like that, I want you to just bow your head. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask the Lord Jesus Christ, who was with you at that time it happened, first of all, to wipe away that hurtful memory. Yes. And let His love come in there. His love. Yes. Receive His love. Receive the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the love. Just receive His love. Wiping away that hurtful memory. Cleansing you. And I want everyone to say right now, Lord Jesus, let Your precious blood come into my reproductive organs. Cleanse them and purify them with Your precious blood. Now, Lord Jesus. Now receive it. All right, now receive it. Receive the precious blood of Jesus. Cleansing you, purifying you. Yes, wiping away that hurtful memory. Yeah. Remember, the blood makes you white as snow. Just as if you've never sinned. You never... Remember that now. Remember that, sister. Remember that. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're growing up in life, family. And as you're growing up, you're experiencing more sexual encounters, at least some of you have. The Scripture says, and I'm going to read the Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you become one with the one that you had intercourse with. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Now, you become one with your sex partner. And there's an there could be an impartation involved in the sex life. For instance, if I were to lay my hands on you, on my sister here, to pray for her, I'm imparting something to her. Such as I have, give I to her. I'm praying for healing. The Holy Spirit in me is flowing to her that she would be healed in the name of Jesus. That's right, isn't it? There cannot be a closer impartation than sex. We've heard about soul ties. Well, what is a soul tie? It's the mind is part of the soul, and the mind agrees to have sex with a person. You're in agreement. It's a tie. And there cannot be a closer soul tie than sex. The marriage covenant is a good covenant. It's a perfect covenant that God created. This man and this woman become one. Husband and wife. It's a good knitting together of souls. Now, when God has something good, the devil gives the counterfeit. Adultery, fornication, homosexual, lesbian, the counterfeit. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 18 of a soul tie. Okay? So, 1 Samuel chapter 18, we read, starting with verse 1. And it was so when he had finished speaking to Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Now, this is where we get the expression, soul tie, the knitting together of a soul. Now, this was a good soul tie. It had nothing to do with sex. It was a man loving another man as a brother and making a covenant with him that they were able to take care of each other's family. Okay? Verse 3. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved them as his own soul. So where we have something good, the devil brings a counterfeit. That's why homosexuality is rampant today. It's the devil at work, amen, bringing ungodly soul ties in existence. And some of you probably have some ungodly soul ties. In other words, you became one with more than one person. I'm not talking about with your wife and your husband. That's a godly soul tie, okay? Now, the spirits come in on those soul ties. And they have to be, the soul ties have to be canceled and the spirits cast out. Because if you do not do that, you're spiritually tied to that person. Am I making sense to you? Now, you'll find on the table several books on soul ties. I know Frank Hammond has books there. I have it written in one of my books. I don't know which one. I think it's Fighting and Winning the Spiritual Battle. I've written so many of those pamphlets there, I forget which what's in where. So, praise the Lord. I know I wrote about it. I have a tape on it. But Frank Hammond has one very good one. So you just go ahead and pick it up and buy it, please. It explains more deeply on what soul ties are. And you need to have a knowledge of it. Because there are soul ties with the one that you went to have your fortune told. Because you agreed with your mind. There's a soul tie with the hypnotist. If you ever went to a hypnotist. Okay? There's a soul tie. How many here have taken a blood transfusion? Raise your hand. Okay? The life of the flesh is in the blood. You took another person's life in your bloodstream. And there could be demons in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Okay? And in taking a transfusion, you can take some bad blood and die. There's AIDS in it, if that's the case. You mean I'm not supposed to take a blood transfusion? I didn't say that. But if I were to take a blood transfusion, I would say, I will accept the blood, but not the demons in it. Okay, doctor? I'll accept the blood, but I won't accept those demons. I command them not to come into me. If you're forced to take it, you're in an accident or something, you need to take blood. Because there's demons in the blood. Now, I want everyone to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every ungodly soul tie spirit. Every spirit that came into me when I had sex. Now, this is where you have to do it personally, where I had sex with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, if that's the case. I command those ungodly soul tie spirits and the spirits that came into me when I went to the fortune teller. When I attempted hypnotism, when I was hypnotized, when I took somebody else's blood, I command all these ungodly soul tie spirits to leave me. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath, cough it out. Get rid of it. Go in the name of Jesus. All you ungodly soul tie spirits. In Jesus' name. Get out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When did we start this? How much time have I got, brother? Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Well, just, if you can't remember their name, just say all those people that I had sex with.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want you to just stand up right now and just stretch. You've been sitting down too long. Just raise your hand and praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank praise you. God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, you can sit down now. Praise the Lord. All right. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every spirit of unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, root of bitterness, envy, jealousy, revenge, retaliation, self-resentment, hatred, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. All out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. All out. Unforgiveness. Out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Revenge. Get out. Get that revenge out of there. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Revenge. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of doubt, unbelief, skepticism, all that is not of faith, disbelief, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Out in Jesus' name. All doubt. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every spirit that came into me when I got involved in occultism or played with a Ouija board, when I got involved in automatic handwriting analysis, palmistry, hypnotism, self-hypnosis, horoscopes, and especially my sign, name it. I command these spirits to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Again, take it. Let it out. Get out. Cough it out. Get out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of levitation, divination, all forms of fortune telling, witchcraft, black magic, white magic, incantations. I command these spirits to leave me in Jesus' name. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes. Now, how many here dressed up as in Halloween? As a child, almost everyone. Well, you honored Satan. And because you honored Satan, he sent the spirit to you. The spirit that came in when you dressed up and honored Satan, the high holy day of Satanism. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me those spirits that came into me because I honored Satan at Halloween. I command those spirits to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Come on, take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get rid of that spirit. Out in the name of Jesus. You Halloween spirits. You Santa Claus spirits. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Some of you probably still have images of Santa Claus in your house. Put it under your Christmas tree. How many still have that? Anybody here? Oh, yeah, right here. Or get rid of those spirits, those Santa Clauses. There are spirits connected with that. Santa Claus doesn't go around the world in one day. He doesn't know if you're awake or sleeping. He's a demon. Okay? Get rid of them. I want you to say that row right there. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command
The spirits of Santa Claus. Idolatry. To leave me in the name of Jesus. And to get out of my house. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Again, take a deep breath. Let it out. Amen. And when you go home, don't forget to clean your house. Get rid of the Santa Claus. That's an idol.
Brother Frank?
Yes.
Tradition. The Christmas tree, the lights, the bulbs, everyone, everything associated with it has a demonic origin.
Yes.
So you'll find it in the Bible that tells that they took a tree and nailed it and worshipped it.
Yeah, you have to be careful what you do. Remember what he said now.
Yeah.
Okay?
But
I want you to say, I command out of me every spirit, every ungodly spirit that is connected with today's Christmas observance. Amen. Take a deep breath and let it out. And also those spirits that come in, those Easter Bunny spirits. All those spirits. That's right. Buying the Easter. I want you to know an Easter bunny can't lay an egg. Not a chocolate egg, anyway. If you know, if you really have a question, can you wait? Otherwise, the paper will be prolonged. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command the false worship of Easter.
The false worship of Easter.
What it really means.
What
the devil has perverted.
With Easter bunnies.
And all the like spirits.
To
leave me in the name of Jesus. All right, take a deep breath. Now let it out. Let it out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all soul projection, astral projection, impartation, vexes, curses, curses that I declared. Evil spoken words that came out of my mouth. I command the source of those evil spoken words, those curses, to leave me now. Because I repent of what I did. I command the curses to leave. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. In Jesus' name. All out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Now, some of you probably were involved in a cult. Now, a cult is any organization or religion that does not believe that the only way to the Father is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. A cult such as Jehovah Witness, Rosicrucianism, Mormonism, the Masonic Order, both the men's side and the woman, the Eastern Star and Abimelech and so forth. How many here were involved in any kind of what am I talking about? Okay. Okay. Moonies, Eastern Star, Hare Krishnas, or any aspect of the New Age movement, wearing crystals, calling on the spirits from on high, the power from on high. Now, if you've been involved, now is to say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me. And I command out of me the spirit of. Now, you name what cult you were involved in. Just name it. Say, I command these spirits to leave me. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. And let it out. Let it out. How many here have been involved in yoga? All right, several of you. Some of you, Kundalini yoga. Well, Kundalini yoga only invites the spirits to come in. And some of you, because of your involvement in yoga, probably have some back pain. I have a booklet on the spirit of the brightest Satan and Kundalini yoga, which describes how that Kundalini spirit goes up your spine until it finally meets with the goddess Silva, having climax with her to reach perfect perfection. Now, I don't have it up on that table. They don't have all my books here. But if you're interested, write to me. My address is in those books, and I will send you that book. It's a $3 item, The Spirit of the Bride of Satan and Kundalini Yoga. Okay? Describing how it acts and reacts and the dangers it brings to you. Now, those that raised their hand, I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of yoga and the spirits that came into me, into my body, into my spine, to leave me now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let it out. Take a deep breath. Out! Get out! In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Get it out. I didn't hear you, sir.
Lamaze. Yeah. Women, childbirth.
Oh, childbirth.
Same thing, yoga.
Yoga. Yes, that's the exercise that they give you. Lamaze, the childbirth procedure. Saying, if you were involved in that, take a deep breath and let it out. In Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. You spirit of yoga, get out. Get out. I said get out. Now. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. No, don't you start. You get out. I said get out now, right now. Take a deep breath. Come on, obey me. Take a deep breath. Now cough it out. That's right. Get it out. Get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by his precious blood. Out. 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 In Jesus' name. Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of anger, temper, rage, temper tantrum, and all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Out. Get rid of that spirit of anger. Go. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All anger. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of loneliness, depression, despair, hopelessness, discouragement, defeatism, and all like spirits, and even the spirit of death. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Let it out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of you. Get out that spirit of loneliness and all kindred spirits in Jesus' name. All out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. Loneliness, depression, despair, hopelessness, discouragement. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it out. That's right, sister. Let it out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You death wish spirit, get out in the name of Jesus. There's several of you that had a death wish. You wished you were dead. Take a deep breath. Cough it up. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Get it out. Out, out, out. Out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. That's right. Get it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection, not being loved, unwanted, unneeded, insecurity, inferiority, and all like spirits. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. All out. Come on, you spirit of inferiority. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Rejection. Fear of rejection. Go. Self-rejection. Go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Get that out, Reba. Self-rejection. Get it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirits of pride, haughtiness, self-righteousness, criticism, judgmental, murmuring, fighting, vanity, arrogance, dictatorial, egotistical, mockery, perfectionism, stubbornness, idolatry, and the spirit of the Antichrist. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of pride. Come on out. Get out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All pride. Go. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yeah. There's a couple of perfectionists here. You've got to have things just right. If somebody muscles them, you'll go bananas. Well, who's that person? There's... Okay, all right. Those spirits have to come out. In the name of Jesus. Get out in the name of Jesus. All perfectionist spirits. In the name of Jesus. Only one person was perfect. That was Jesus Christ. You're not that person. Get out in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I have fun. Hallelujah. It's a coming out party. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to say this in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command out of me the mystery spirit.
The mystery spirit.
Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Amen. Go in the name of Jesus. You, that spirit that the devil assigned to you to direct you his way, that you can't put a handle on, that spirit, that familiar spirit, I command you to leave. To leave my brothers and sisters now in the name of Jesus. Get out. That's it. That's it. Take a deep breath. Let it out. You unholy guardian angel, go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes, you know, we come against something, a spirit that we can't seem to get a handle on. Just call it that mystery spirit. Just call it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me the spirit of Jezebel.
The Ahab spirit.
The one that keeps me under control. And the spirit that makes me want to have control. Jezebel. Manipulation. Control. Domination. I command these spirits to leave me. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Out in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Manipulation, control, domination. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me all spirit that calls me to lie. All spirits that lie to me. Spirits of my that are on my tongue. Hypocrisy. Cursing. Blasphemy. Gossip. Blabbermouth. I command them all to go in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Out. Go. You lying spirits. You spirits that cause lies. Spirits of error. Religious error. All kinds of deception. Go in the name of Jesus. All kinds of deception spirits. Deceiving spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Yes. You're all done? 4 more minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. We're going to hit this one. Say, in the name of Jesus. I command out of me all spirits of mental disorder, confusion, forgetfulness, double-mindedness, schizophrenia, counterfeit personality, senility, insanity, hallucinations, paranoia, and all like spirits. All right, take a deep breath. Let it out. Cough it out. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. All in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we can be here until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, but they're going to have you again, and there'll be more spirits cast out. But it's good to repeat, to keep hitting them, Okay? I want you to stand. And I want you to say, Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, please come into me. With all that you are, with your love, your joy, your peace, your faithfulness, and take the place of all these evil spirits that we have cast out. We cast them out of this sanctuary, off this campground. We command them not to follow me home. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, just give the Lord a big hand, will you please? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.